when I thought about this project, I said, wow, you know, that symbol is really significant. I ended up going online, and I saw this same symbol of the United States. It was going to show every state that protested would be in black. And every single state has protested thus far. And I was like, wow, that's powerful. You know, I had that on that sculpture months ago, and I said, you know, that's it.
So we're on radio. So describe it to us when we are able to get downtown and take a look at it.
You know, when I did the sketch and I had the idea for the actual logo, I said, you know, what if I create the flag? In addition to the flag, why don't I have a silhouette of someone kneeling but holding the flag, and this new type of flag that, you know, embodies a new nation? I said, that's it. You know, a new nation. All of these people coming together for Black Lives Matter, all races, you know, all for one purpose. And not only protesting, but protesting with purpose.
What did it feel like when you were down there creating it? And what were people saying as they were watching you?
The energy was great. You know, I had two or three other artists that were set up in the same place. We were on scaffolds. So we're like 15 feet in the air doing this artwork, which is strenuous on our bodies. You know, all of us were trying to manage. But it was just great because we worked well together. People that walked by, they didn't know exactly what we were creating. They were asking questions. They were just in awe. And a lot of people would ride by in their cars and honk and say, good job, you know, giving the thumbs up, just showing so much support. And that just, I think, motivated us a lot more.
Some of your recent work, you were using cement and some really interesting materials. Did you incorporate any of that in the mural?
I've worked with these non-traditional materials for about 5 years. It's concrete, tar, and white latex paint. And I've done so many art shows here in Indianapolis, and people have, you know, had the privilege of seeing them. And I said, wow, I've never done or worked in this medium on such a large scale. And I was wondering if I really could pull it off. And keep in mind, this is about 20 feet of canvas, pretty much, to cover in concrete. So I had to really get down and dirty and mix cement and water and the ratio. And sometimes it's a little too watery. Then if you add too much of this or that, it hardens too fast. And I was really nervous at first because I said, I want to see this happen. So I spent the first day, I think I spent at least 10 hours just coating the entire canvas in the concrete. And then I spent the next couple of days really, you know, drawing out the image.
It's physically draining, but how are you doing emotionally as well?
No painting that I've done is ever finished until I sign it, and that's like my favorite part of finishing a piece of artwork. And so I signed it, I got up on the scaffold, and I just sat there just quietly. That was the first time I took a moment to look at the work. And it was very emotional for me because I said, wow, you know, you really did it, and today it just made me extremely proud to see the finished product. It's beautiful. I would have to say it's one of my best pieces so far.
Thank you for sharing your words and your art with us, Rebecca.
Thank you. I'm honored. I'm so happy to be a part of the Indianapolis art community, and I hope to do more artwork and for, you know, not even Indianapolis to see my work, but the whole world. I would love that.